continue today with complexity measures. So all these discussions before were in the way to make an introduction to the problems which arises when you want to define some universal complexity measure. And so, yeah, from what is available, like, from suggestions, you can see that there is not really a universal way to define complexity. First, it's hard to say what complexity is. It's mostly somehow a subjective criterion of some dynamics. So you look at the dynamics and say, okay, I think this is very complex. So, for example, it's hard to predict what will happen. And it's not only like noisy random activity. So people want complexity to be very low, so for perfectly zero for completely deterministic system. When you could predict state with 100% certainty, or zero when it's completely random, so where you have just noise in the system. There are elements don't interact, and they just produce some noisy output. So somewhere in between, the complexity is maximal. And also what is believed today is somehow that complexities should be maximum on this point of, in the critical point, so in the transition between chaotic and the ordered phase. But yeah, you will learn more about this later, about this notion of criticality in chaotic systems. So, you could use in a way also entropy itself as a complexity measure, but entropy, problem with entropy is it's a measure of randomness. So, if you want to call something very random complex, then this is fine, but this is not usually the case what people do. So you want to be somewhere actually in between randomness and order. And okay, for this, somehow, I don't know whether this was historically first, but it's interesting to introduce complexity as a measure of predictability in dynamical systems. So, and in this way, first for one-dimensional dynamical system, and we can see that. So we will see how this is done. But first, let's see what is a stationary stochastic process. Let's say we have a time series, so t1, t0, t1, t2, and some discrete time points. Hello. And so the value of the observed random variable at So one of these discrete time points we denote as x of I, so like this. And x of I is symbolized from some so finite set. So in a way we have a so discrete system. But also you could, as we saw, you could symbolize, you could introduce some symbolization procedure for continuous variables also. So let's say dimension of x is some s.
So yeah, I was completely wrong with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, there will be an exam, and in order to take the exam, you have to present a talk.
Yes, this
so
is.
But the exam is in some other moment you have to arrange with the professor later.
Okay. And the second semester?
And that's a completely different course.
Course, okay.
And the oral exam will have a grade for it. It's not only pass or not pass, it will have a grade for mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the mark you get doesn't have anything to do with the talk you give. So the talk is not mark and doesn't have a grade, but you have to give the talk in order to have permit to give the exam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't know whether they could hear you. Yeah, we will send an email. Okay. So from this time series, we take, let's say, words of length n, and define a joint probability distribution for this. So basically, this time series is characterized by this joint probability distribution. And so we call a stochastic process stationary if probability that you will observe, so x at some state, let's call it A, doesn't change if you translate this time index for some value tau. And this has to hold for any subset, any possible subset of this n random variables. So I mean, example of, I think, non-stationary process would be a diffusion process. So basically where probability or to find, for example, particle in some area in space changes with time. So probability diffuses, like becomes more and more uncertain where the particle will be with time. Even when you start with really like well-defined place. Okay, so stochastic processes are invariant with respect to the shift of time index, and again having such joint probability distribution, we can define the Shannon entropy of a process. So it will just be some over all allowed states of n so as you so you could see this this entropy defined like this diverges with n. So if you take a time C longer and longer time sequence, the entropy will grow higher and higher. And so up to infinity. I mean, you could see this. So basically this means that h of p n plus 1, for example, is equal to h of p x n plus 1, so conditional entropy of x n plus 1 conditional of previous variables, plus h of pn. So it holds that this is larger or equal to n. So of course it will be equal if, for example, if you have some indeterministic case, but but in general this will be different from zero. And so entropy could grow to infinity. So a way to get out of this problem is to define something called entropy rate. So h, let's call it small h infinity, defined as limit when n goes to infinity of 1 over n h of n. Basically, this gives you a average uncertainty per one symbol observed in a time series. Of course, you want to go into like thermodynamic limits, so it doesn't depend on n. And for example, I think that the entropy rate of English language is 1.5 bits, for example, per word, per letter, actually, or maybe per word. Anyway, for somebody who knows to speak English. Well-educated, probably, English speaker. But, yeah. Sorry?
Do you know for another language?
No, I don't know. I heard it on some talk, basically. But I'm not sure how. But I don't know, actually, did they count this per letter or per word? It could be that it's per letter, but... Okay, so another way actually to define entropy rate is by introducing a limit of conditional entropy. So of h of xn conditional n minus 1 previous states. Like this. Well, obviously these two values are not the same for some finite n. But if one of these limits exists, the other also exists and they are equal. And actually there is... before I once heard there is some mathematical theorem which states that so if you have some... let's say... how is it called? Array? With a limit in infinity is called N, and you define so a series Bn as a sum from k equals 1 to n, then it should hold that limit of n goes to infinity of Bn is also A. And I think A, there is one additional condition that you need a monotonically so decreasing A. But I forgot the name of this theorem and I don't know how to prove it. Well, in general. But yeah, this should be correct. I mean, you can see this, but actually you could write HP of n. You use, so for P of xn to x1, you use a product rule. Times P of condition on and so on. And you can write, so this would be Bn, so as a sum as of conditional probabilities here. So basically your An will be this, and Bn is here. Yeah, I mean, you could just say, for example, that let's say we have a, we can define says delta k, so the distance of An from A, which is positive. And if A is such that when k is larger than, let's say, some n, this, so this deviation drops faster than 1 over k, then you could see that this limit, so n goes to infinity, 1 over n, some k, 1, n. Now we express An as delta k minus plus A. Which is A plus limit when n goes to infinity sum over n of let's say some constant alpha plus some from k from n to infinity of 1 over k, something like this. So from n to n. So this first term goes to 0 and the second term goes diverges but slower than n. So you have the harmonic series goes to infinity as log of n, I think. So you could limit log of n over n when n goes to infinity goes to 0. So this limit b of n will go to a. If this is the case, but for general so series An, I don't know how to show this. Okay. And now, so the motivation how to define the excess entropy. Excess entropy 2S is the following. So you could write, let's take this form of entropy rate. So H infinity is limit when n goes to infinity, and let's rewrite this conditional entropy as h of pn minus entropy of pn minus 1. So you can see, and we will call this, so it's a nth approximation of entropy rate. So this tells you exactly how much the uncertainty changes when you increase the length, so the time window you examine, the time series or length of the word, so by n, so by one, so from n minus 1 to n. And so idea is the following: if this changes really fast, so if it converges fast to h infinity, then you have a shorter memory from the previous processes. And for this, you would say that complexity of such a system is low. But if this changes, if converges to h infinity very slow, then you would assume that there is a very big time dependencies in the system, and the complexity of such dynamics is high. And so the excess entropy is defined as sum of from 1 to infinity of this changes in entropy with respect to convergence rate. So we could draw this, let's say this is n, here we have h infinity, this will be here for example h of 1, and you could see something like this, where this is h of n, so h of pn. And these differences here for at each n will actually give you the h infinity of n. So basically, the surface below the curve presents the excess entropy. I mean, in practice, you cannot, of course, calculate this for infinitely long. So, set of random variables. So you could, hope at least. So now this depends from the size of the alphabet, how you symbolize the process, but what you can hope at most is to approximate this with some finite sum. So from 1 to n h infinity minus So in practice, excess entropy is uncomputable also. I mean, exactly. But you could just like approach it somehow. So 15 more minutes. Okay, and actually, again, one can write excess entropy in slightly different form. So if we change now, so h infinity of n with this, if we exchange these two, we get that entropy this limit when, for example, L goes to infinity, sum n from 1 to L h of pn minus h of pn minus 1. Minus h infinity, and so this, if you expand this sum of the first two elements, you will get, let's say, h of pl minus h of pl minus 1 plus h of pl minus 1 minus, and so on. So we will, let's say, h of p2 minus h of p1 plus h of p1. And so we say that h of p0 is 0. Just for this term. Doesn't exist, and as you can see, this is L here, they will cancel out everything, we are only left with this one. So this is the second way to write excess entropy, is this limit when L goes to infinity of h of pl and L times h infinity. So this is interesting, actually, you can see from this form, you could see that the excess entropy is, in a way, a non-extensive part of the entropy. So, for large L, we could write h of pl of s. We could approximate it as L h of infinity plus excess entropy plus O of 1 over L. So which goes to 0 when L goes to infinity. All the terms which go to 0 with L goes to infinity are theirs. So there is actually, you could plot this again, so in terms of function, as a function of let's say L, so you will get, let's say this will be excess entropy, this will be our LH infinity, so straight line, and entropy is with increased number of letters, so goes like this. So again, some practical, I mean, in practical way, how you could estimate excess entropies. So if you calculate this for sufficient, let's say L equals 10 maximally, then you could find some linear fit and see where it intersects. Where it intersects the y-axis and the ordinate. Okay, I forgot to mention this. I don't know if this was obvious, but for example, if we have an independent and identical process, so let's say at each time step, the values of x are drawn from some distribution px of x and are independent on any previous state, then the so the joint entropy of so n such states will just be n times entropy of this stochastic process. So basically, and let's just maybe if this is p of x is uniform distribution, so you could write it as n times ln of s. So you can see that entropy rate is actually ln of s in this case. And this is again maximal entropy. Maximal entropy rate. And yeah, this also tells you that where could we see this easy? Where was this? Here. So that in the case of complete randomness, so that you have independent and identical stochastic process, a random variable, so excess entropy will be zero. Right. So you would, h of pl is equal to l times h infinity. So they will cancel out. So basically you would have here something like this, so straight line. Sorry? I mean, the entropy of h of pl would increase linearly with l if it's an independent random variable. So cumulative process of independent random variables. And of course, in case, so if you have a deterministic system, this will also go to zero. So you could see basically this entropy rate goes to zero. And again, for sufficiently large Ls, the entropy itself, or here the conditional entropy, would go to zero. But I mean, if you have a deterministic system in the sense that only one state is possible, so if you would have, you know, a cyclic behavior, so a limit cycle in the system, then excess entropy would be non-zero. So now the question is whether do you like to call such system complex or not. This again depends from the okay, so okay, I have 5 more minutes. I can say a few more things. And one could use also this idea to notion of excess entropy to define a complexity measure for a for a finite system. So let's say we have a interacting network of elements, of n elements, I don't know, which are interacting in some weird way. So you could say then that so the excess entropy for such a finite system is, so entropy of a system is a full minus n from, so let's say, k from 1 to n minus the sum of all the conditionals and conditional entropy. So the, let's write this so P of xk entropy condition on I use different xk condition of on all the other elements. So xk minus 1, xk plus 1, xn. So basically, you would use this form. And let's say because you have finite system of elements, you would just use the nth approximation of excess entropy. So some E of L is H of PL minus L times H infinity in this way can be approximated then as h infinity of L again, which is just the conditional entropy. So we have that our lth approximation of excess entropy is, so entropy of a system is a whole minus L times H of E XL condition on XL minus 1 XN. So in time series, this would be a L minus 1 previous time states, but because we are not, so there is not no predefined order in these elements, so in the elements of the network, for example, then you would just, instead of L times conditional entropy of one of the elements, condition on all other, you would just sum over all variations, like around the network. So, and what this tells you is that basically it somehow what was the word? It correlates basically a system level, so entropy of entire system with, so not correlates but measures the, so the differences. Entropy of so entire system and the entropy of the single what was the word I need? Okay. And I mean, you could see also that if we go back to mutual information, so of two elements, so which is either H of P1 plus H of P2 minus H of P. So there are these various forms, but you could also write this as H of P minus H of P of X1 condition of X on X2 minus H of P of X2 condition X1. So in a limit of two elements, it relates also to a mutual information. This sense, this excess entropy is a measure of, the reduction of uncertainty by when you introduce certain correlation between elements. I forgot what I wanted to say here exactly. Anyway, so I think I'm out of time. But actually, there is not much. There is not much I wanted to say here. Okay, maybe, do we have 10 more minutes? Yeah, okay, just one more thing. So there is actually, so one additional, so in a way, if you start from mutual information, I mentioned this last time, so you could generalize it to the system of n elements again differently with something which is called multi-information of or integration. So, if n elements is defined just as the sum of entropies of individual elements of the system minus the, so entropy of the system as a whole. And at some point of time, people proposed this also as a complexity measure. So it's nice So it's zero in again in the case of completely deterministic system, and you have only one possible state. And it will be zero in the case of if the system elements are like independent. So if you can write the joint entropy as the sum of individual entropies. So in the case of complete randomness. But the problem with this measure, for example, is that its maximizer of multi-information is synchronization. So if all the elements are synchronized, for example, you would just, this would mean that H of P, so the joint entropy, equals the entropy of the of basically joint entropy equals the entropy of each element in the system. So and let's call this H of P, like this. And this would mean that our multi-information becomes so this is from 1 to n, n minus 1 H of P. Yeah, so let's example of this would be, for example, let's say we have three possible states. Let's write them like this. 0, 1, 0, for example, and the next time step we have 1, 0, 1, and then again 0, 1, 0, for example. And such time series would give you a maximizer of this multi-information, or yeah, also called integration. So why this happens? Basically, this multi-information measures like statistical dependencies in the system, but also so the redundant ones, so the ones which are repeated along the system. So such is as in the case of synchronization. Yeah. So in some really like special cases, this could be also used as complexity measure, but not in general sense. So not good complexity measure. One of you should give a talk about this, so maybe he will explain this in more details. Georgios, right? I think, yeah. Georgios. Yeah, more or less. That would be it. And I think professor maybe will start from the Thursday, so restart with the next chapter. I mean, there is only one page left, but this is not that important. Okay, any questions so far? No? So then...